This is Dave Gloatz. Welcome to another in my series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky, who writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader, and who's here with me today. What's the good word, Ben?
The good word is, I hope I don't get your cold, Dave.
All right. I hope you don't either. Today we're talking about an article that appeared in the Reader on February 17th, 2012, which you co-wrote with Mick Dumke.
The great Mick Dumke.
And the name of that article is Your NATO G8 Primer, in which you and Mick do a Q&A around the coming, the impending, we might
say, doom.
NATO and G8 combined summits that Chicago will host. First of all, you guys write that Mayor Emanuel used his clout with President Obama to bring the NATO and G8 summits to Chicago. What do you think really motivated him, other than showcasing Chicago?
Him being Emanuel?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh, Dave, you're asking me to enter the inner sanctum of Mayor Emanuel's head.
We're here for the tough analysis.
I think it's the same sort of ego-driven lunacy that prompted our former mayor, who I think everybody has forgotten, so I'll remind you, his name was Richard M. Naley, and you voted for him for 20-odd years.
You out there.
You out there in radio land.
No one at this table.
Or under the table, for that matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, tremendous ego, desire to be on an international stage, to hobnob with the rich and powerful, and get campaign contributions from assorted fat cats who are going to be looking for business. You know, the typical usual fare.
But wait, those are two very different things.
Which ones?
Ego, you know, motivated by ego and be on international stage, and
yes, two separate things.
Deals with
that
fat
is correct.
Cats. So, do you think either of them is ascendant?
I don't know. That's a really tough question. I think it's a tie. Mayor Rahm, his brilliance. I've always said this. He's one of the great campaign fundraisers of all time. He's really good at shaking people down for donations and stuff. So, you know, I just think that comes natural to him. The rest of it being in the spotlight is just one of the frills of being the mayor of the city of Chicago.
Well, you talk about shaking people down, makes me think about this organization called World Business Chicago, which is a non-governmental organization that you write has control over the summit. WBC calls itself, quote, an economic development office coordinating business retention, attraction, and expansion efforts to spur and accelerate economic growth, end quote. So WBC helps business choose sites in Chicago. Businesses are either relocating from outside Chicago or within Chicago. It claims it helps them find, quote, incentives, unquote, and brings together
TIF.
Key parties to spur growth. What do you think of an NGO like WBC as opposed to city agencies performing either the functions I just described, which are sort of, you know, promotion, business promotion, or something that some might think of as government responsibility, which is coordinating a major summit in the city of Chicago?
Well, I think it's typical of how we do business here. It's very anti-democratic. We shouldn't have not-for-profits or whatever they are. I don't even know what their official status is, but they're not governmental entities. They're not subject to FOIA laws. They're not required to have open meetings. They're appointed by the mayor. It's even less oversight than we get from the official oversight groups that we have. The official oversight groups like Board of Education or Park District Board are, you know, responsible, required to follow a certain, you know, public disclosure laws. There's no need for this group. I can't see any function that they serve. If a civic leader of the city of Chicago wants to, on his or her own, for the good of the city, lobby some other wealthy capitalist to come to Chicago, that's all fine and dandy, but I don't know why we need a special association of them.
Well, how is that different from, say, a Chamber of Commerce?
That's what I'm getting at. The Chamber of Commerce, which I have my own problems with in the city of Chicago because they're not looking out for small businesses, but I know that's not what you're asking. But the Chamber of Commerce is essentially the same sort of thing where they're, you know, cheerleaders for commerce and they use their lobbying power to sort of to lower taxes on business, et cetera, et cetera. Now, but they're an official entity that's independent of the city, supposedly, ha, 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 but they're supposedly independent.
So nobody charges a Chamber of Commerce with running a city event.
Exactly. I don't think it would even cross anybody's mind to do that. You know, they're supposed to be independent from government. We tolerate so much silliness in this town, Dave. We put up with this stuff year after year. Daley had this group, then Rahm came. Right after Daley left, there was a report by the inspector general that showed that some of the leaders of the World Business Group were getting TIF funds and recommending TIF funds that come to themselves. They're private companies. And so Mayor Rahm said, I'm going to clean it up. And so what does he do? He puts them in charge. how many millions of dollars is going to be coming to this thing? So it's just a never-ceasing parade.
The ordinance that allows the mayor to award summit-related contracts without city council oversight, you laugh.
What a great city.
Could it conceivably allow the mayor to award contracts not related to the summit or contracts after the summit?
I don't see why I wouldn't.
This is a sort of a blanket revocation of city council oversight of contract awards.
And the city council willingly did it for the good of Chicago. I suppose that there's language in that ordinance, which I can't remember anymore, that would protect us against this, but that would require someone to actually be paying attention. They're so creative, the city of Chicago, as to how to bend and manipulate the law to fit their needs. So yes, your point's very well taken. City Council, once again, voted to give more authority to the mayor if he didn't have enough already, and less authority to themselves. Not that they would use it if they had it.
Well, I presume you'll be one of those people paying attention in the future. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Take care, Dave.
If you'd like to hear more of my interviews with Ben, you can check back at MrRadio.org, where you'll find instructions how to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss a single interview. Or you can search on iTunes for Ben Jarofsky or for me, Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.